audio file you have clicked on is K-Ham Radio at fakeologist.com. Welcome to Cogitating with K. This is episode 4. We're going to talk about ISIS and then review Ab's site a little bit. I have some guests coming on later, and let's get going. Hi, I'm K. You are listening to this show at fakeologist.com. Thanks to Ab. I'll be trying to do a show every Thursday at 7:11 Eastern Time here on Ab's audio chat. Using, if you would like to join me, download TeamSpeak and find all the links you need at audiochat.fakeologist.com. The fakeologist.com website is mostly about fakery in the media, but we talk about related issues as well. The success of fakeologist.com is proof that Ab has the ability to bring people and information together. People from all over the world congregate here, receive a little bit of sanity in this. If we're to understand the true nature of our universe, we're going to have to think a little harder than we've been thinking, ponder a little deeper than we've been pondering. We're going to agitate. Things are apparently a lot more complicated than we realized. I'm on a journey to figure this out. So far, it's been pretty exciting, some twists and turns. I've met awesome people along the way, and I'm proud to call them friends. I thought that my journey to find the truth was about facts and data. Turns out it's about working with other people. Information and collaboration is a very powerful tool. People are the key. I don't know if you can hear, my window's open. There are like ambulances going off. I live near a highway. And I'm like, that's perfect. People are the key. Ambulance. So what I want to do, first let me go to Ab's chat and tell everybody, hey, darted KM Radio. So what I want to look at first is ISIS. There's a lot of talk about it on the news and everything. Well, before I state my questions, I want to give you a little bit of my background. I've been in the Arab Muslim community for 30 years. I have 15 college credits in Arabic, and I've been speaking, I call it kitchen Arabic. I'm not really, you know, it's not like newspaper Arabic, but I can talk to people and, you know, get my laundry washed and things like that if I'm in a kitchen in the Middle East. I've been there 5 times. The longest stay was 6 months. So I'm involved with Arabs, and the only reason I say that is because ISIS is like a complete thing. No one ever heard of it. It's not been talked about. I know Muslim people, Arab people from Iraq, they haven't heard about it. It's completely new. Where did this thing come from? So I thought, well, you know what? Since they don't know, my Arab friends don't know anything about it or where it came from, well, let's do a little research. So let's look up, what does Wikipedia say about ISIS? The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Okay. I guess. So as I start to read this, Islam, I'm going to just read the IS close parenthesis, Arabic colon, and then Arabic letters, Al-Duwala Al-Islamiyya, and then it says it in English, Al-Duwala Al-Islamiyya. All right. Formerly the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and there's some funny letters, Laish, ISIL, and does it in like, I don't know, that dictionary language with the upside down E, or the Islamic State of, now why am I going on like, I was a well-informed person, and this is the beginning of the wiki page, and I can't read me, I'm already confused. For me, being in the Arab community, years, this is confusing. What are they talking about? I don't know any of these terms. Like this wiki page, Islamic State, formerly known as Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. So is the Islamic State supposed to be a group of people? Is it a religious group that want to make a state? Are they just Iraqis? Are they other people? They say they've come from Al-Qaeda of Iraq. Oh, I guess they opened up a franchise. They left Afghanistan, opened up a franchise in Iraq's good. So it's Iraq. I don't know. This makes no sense to me. And I think it's supposed to be confusing as heck when you read it. Looks to me, as an educated person, in these areas. I'm looking at this, I'm confused. So then I tend to think maybe that's why it was supposed to confuse. So investigating ISIS is a little bit of a, you know, it's kind of dry. Talks about a big, huge history from Sunni jihadist, Palestine, Lebanon, Cyprus, Southern Turkey. It's got, I mean, this is a salad of the Middle East trying to put all these things. No, it's more like spaghetti. Yeah. This is more like spaghetti, a big bowl of spaghetti trying to read this wiki page, figure this out. I don't quite understand. So perhaps we're not supposed to figure it out. Perhaps it's supposed to remain a mystery. That's what I get when I read this wiki page. Let's go to Ab's site now, see what's news of the day. Let's stop. Banana Girl. All right, so now this is September 4th, 2014. This is episode 4 of KHAM Radio at fakeologist.com. It's about 4:18 Pacific time. The top post at fakeologist.com is Banana Girl Questions. I have watched Banana Girl, and it's funny, Ab seems to find the exact same nutritional sites I've been to. Not very many of them. Okay, so my only concern about Banana Girl, Ab, she needs to put some clothes on. She's really cute, but you know, she's exposing a lot of skin there. She's got some really nice things to say. A lot of energy, too, I would imagine. All right, let's go to the next post at Ab's, another radio voice on 9/11. Delacroix produces the Charles Giuliani show, so I thought I'd give it a listen. Not much on the media fakery to see here. He needs Dell on as a guest. Apparently, he's looking for someone to talk about September clues on 9/11. Any takers here? Two shows so far on 9/11. That's quite a bit of effort, I think. But yeah, any takers out there? Going. Who is TeamSpeak user? I don't know. There's someone on TeamSpeak 3 by the name of TeamSpeak user. Do you have a name, sir? Who is this? Is this Ab? Or a reply? All right, let's go to the next post. Crescendo 11. The 9/11 noise, chatter, slogans, psychic driving this year is mind-splitting. He has an excerpt from the news from the link. Al Jazeera Television reported in late August that Western intelligence reports had warned of terror threats of the region from 11 stolen commercial jets. John, that's John. Not at home. So, can you speak? Hello, John. I saw a little bit of your dark blue light go light blue, like you had voice for a second. Okay, so we know of one stolen commercial air jet, but there's actually 11. I know one. I don't know 11 of them. They have it listed. Let's follow the link at top right news. 11 Libyan airliners. Oh, gone missing. I thought the Libyans were happy with us because we ousted Gaddafi, maltreated in a room or something. Or why they would want to crash jets into us when we freed them. That doesn't matter. Reports of the stolen jets were distributed within the U.S. government over the past 2 weeks. Included a warning that one or more could be used in an attack. Well, I wonder who gave the warning. I wonder who that was. Top right news. Oh, gosh, I'm getting tons of pop-ups like felons wanted in your area. I don't want to know. All right, so let's look at the next post. Everyone knows it's fake. I hear the media is now acknowledging that the masses don't buy into the James Foley beheading video. I wonder why. The excerpt from. Now you already know that James Foley beheaded is a fake. Now the sequel, Sotloff using a stand-in as a pillow. We saw the video. It was crazy dumb. Imagine that anyone would look at that and believe it. So let's go to the replies, see what we got. Start at the bottom of the replies, you see. Well, you get the earliest ones first. Oh, see, the problem is the replies of the replies. So I like what Joey Z said. Another thought, being that network casting saw fit to issue to see actors in orange and a black costume respectively, does this tie into the current meme, orange is the new black? So Ori Bill responds, the conscious art of the plane is painted orange but still called black. The Wikipedia entry for black box theory also contains an interesting. After putting an orange in on one side, an orange fell out the other. It would be possible to make educated guesses or hypotheses on what happened inside the black box. What an interesting thought, oranges. All right, let's go to the next post. Back one unit. All right, the next post, working through the new hustle. Chris is back with SMJ going through the new Kussel hoax, including carbon 14 dating. Oh, I listened to that video. It's a good video. SMJ's got a lot of good things to say. All angry. I understand. This stuff pisses me off too. Totally understand why you're a little angry. I too, brother. What can I say? We got to stick together here. We've all we got, because out there is crazy land and you need to get each other's back here. The next post is Deep Trolling Explained. Simon breaks down the way trolls work, digesting the Psyoptagon affair. I have to admit, I am still apparently naive to high-end trolling. Let's discuss this on the next audio chat. Oh, there you go. And I wanted to stop at that one because we're here now. It's the audio chat. We're going to discuss deep trolling. You need to go to cluesforum.info. Thank you, Simon, for your wonderful work. I really enjoy reading it. I get a cup of coffee. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to read it all. And there you go. I just got to work up to it because there's no pictures. So, or few pictures. That's okay. I love it just the same. All right. So this thread at cluesforum.info is the evil Edna Psyoptagon clown. I don't know. You guys want to hear about this? Feeling like it wasn't as cool as when I didn't say it out loud. Cool it is, but maybe we can just talk about how, what the, like, the overall picture is, the overall thing, how deep trolling works. Yeah, this sounded really cool to read it earlier, but now that I'm thinking about it, no, I didn't have said that out loud. I hadn't said it before. I'm like, I don't want to. Now we're into, well, I was trying to put up, as I'm looking for this, I was trying to put up a split on what we experienced as being trolled, not what trollers, you know, do, but so much how I felt or what happened as they trolled. You know, you kind of like a list of symptoms, you know, you can take doctor, maybe he can give us some medicine for it. But just, you know, those, I guess, sure, why not, list of symptoms and look up the symptoms. You're like, oh, it's a deep troll. Okay, so then you write your symptoms for the next one. You go, oh, it's a shallow troll. See? And then just come up with this. I bet we could come up with like a playbook kind of thing, a symptom thing. Come up with another set. Oh, it's a big shit. No, you get all. Get all your definitions and symptoms put together, and then we can spot them as soon as they walk in the door. You could be like, oh, he did these 3-4 things. Boom, buddy, you're a shill. Oh, it's not me. I'm not kicking you out. It's the book. It's the definition. Sorry. It's the definition. I'm not kicking you out. The book says you got to go. See how easy that is? And you don't have to blame anybody. Nobody. All right, let's go back to apps. Here I can look at that. Continue to reread Ab's post. And where did ISIS come from? That's what I started to talk about. This is a good place to book that. Talk from the No Agenda show on the foundations and how they may have had creating the ISIS illusion. And it's a link to No Agenda. So, you know, it is a good resource, I guess, but since I think we're all pretty clear that they're probably some sort of distraction to the truth, and how can we trust what they say? So we know what they say is true when it agrees with what we think is true. But after that, we don't know. We don't know anything. It could be true. It could be not true. It could be the distraction, the actual information, bait, switch. So even though I listen to them, I'm always worried that I'm going to think the wrong thing is true. I'm taking the bait, taking it, and then I fall prey to the fakery part. I learned about that. So, listened in a while, and I don't know what's going on in the news. That's really where I get my news from. Like I'm stuck. What am I supposed to do? How do you know? If what are they? ISIS is matching what Wikipedia says? Is that it? I mean, when we listen to the No Agenda show, will what they say match with what's on Wikipedia? I don't know. Someone out there could do it for an experiment. That's it. You know, find out what happens and then hit me up on Ab's chat. Right. The next post is, I was looking for lampshades. Celebrities help verify that 9/11 happened on TV. Celebs give people their thoughts. It is true that your thoughts really aren't your own in this way. As one videos about celebrities talking about 9/11. I'll be honest, I didn't look at any of these because it felt like it would just frustrate me much knowing they're outright lying, or they know it's not exactly the way they're saying it. If it's not an outright lie, they know something's weird about it. It's kind of hard to forgive someone who's, you know, didn't just lie to you and say, oh, I'm sorry, I lied to you, but continually, habitually, systematically keeps lying. That thing Gosling now, I lied about 9/11. I think it could be paid. It could be a paid thing. I'm sure it is when they talk about it. There's a fund to pay the actors, get them to say what they need to say. I think it's just business, like the PSYOPs, right? When what I've been noticing is the commercialism in PSYOPs. It was really obvious with Ferguson, Missouri riots, I guess you could call them, because I was on that, man. It's like first day I was looking through the news and all I saw was Domino's Pizza, then hair salon, liquor store, supermarket, supply. And then the next day, Pizza Hut got on board, Domino's, Pizza Hut, beauty salon, meat market, liquor store, like that. And as each subsequent day passed and the story started catching fire, more and more labels were seen in the news stories. Labels. So I got to thinking, well, they say liquor store, they say pizza store or pizza restaurant or takeout pizza. Liquor store has a name. It was Sam's Liquor. Sam? I think you just didn't pay the money. That's the problem. You think his name in print. I bet that's probably a thing. Hey, you know, it even could be the newspaper. You know, I'm going to run this story. Corporate of Domino's, do you want me to name you by name? Or should I just say pizza store? It's $10,000 for me to list your name in my article. Or is it because I'm the first one, $100,000? Pizza Hut CEO goes, God, that's great. That is great exposure. I'm going to take it. How do we know that doesn't go on? I'll think it might, what I saw. So now I'm looking for the others and see what's happening, if they're, what's happening with the labels. The labels are... Oh, I hear yawn. I heard you for just a minute there, hon. I heard you for a minute and then it went away. Hey, out there, everyone, listen. If you want to take a potty break or something, go get something to drink. Yawn and I are going to work on getting the speaker thing worked out for just a second. Your blue light, yawn, is going on and off, but I'm not hearing much. At least it's not echoing. Oh my God, let's be thankful. No echoes today, folks. I promise anyone who's listening. If someone does more than 3 echoes, out of here. We just have to do it another day. Because that echoing, oh my God. That's the first conspiracy video I ever listened to. I would imagine they were doing that on purpose. Well, Jan, yeah, I heard a little word from you. That's it. Waiting for the word. It makes a clicky sound, but that's it. I'm still trying to hook up to Teams. You don't have to come back from the kitchen yet. You can make that ramen. We're still fucking trying to get Jan hooked up. Oh, that was a big word. We got syllables now. We're doing better. Still waiting on Jan. Oh, we're still trying. Black and oh, so he's going to try and fix that out. We'll just keep it going. So, all right, we started. Come on back. So the next post on abs was 9/11 predictive programming. Yeah, it was pretty good. I watched this one, Ash in it. So it was kind of fun to watch his video. Oh, it was crazy. All the 9/11 everywhere. Go to the next post. Oh, I'm just going to leave. Oh, this post has quite a few replies. So it was the slap to blow back. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but then it feels like months ago. 8 replies. Hey, I heard a little bit of you there, John. Getting a little better. Now I'm at the bottom of abs page, going to the next page. Hey, oh, it's kind of doing the same thing, Jan. So the beheadings. Let's talk about the beheadings for a minute, shall we? Back to the beheadings. I just want to ask a few questions. Where's the blood? Where's the blood? I made a post about blood, about the on the beheadings previously, and there's no blood. Not just on the head. Notice how they're wiping the blood, like on the slap in the cheeks. Making sure one eye doesn't get bloody, though. You know, one eye has to be recognizable. There's really not a lot of blood. It would have been all over his shoulders if you're thinking like Carrie. You know how she got the pig blood poured on her when she was on stage at the prom? That's kind of what he should have looked like. I was in class in fifth grade and the wall dropped off the ceiling and hit the girl in her head. Put her head open and the blood squirted every heartbeat all over the room. That's all that happened. It sprayed several students. It was disgusting. That's a small head wound, folks. What's a beheading going to do? We got to go to Carrie on stage at prom and pig's blood all over her in her white dress. That's what this guy would look like. Hands of the head. There'd be blood everywhere. Not real at all. He would get his jumpsuit bloody, hardly. I don't care if he's laying down, standing up. There'd be blood squirting out of the severed head back onto the body. There'd be blood everywhere. So let's read what Ab wrote. You aren't a vegetarian now. You may be after watching this video. Warned. What's the point? Beheadings, as in the James Foley story, are dirty, nasty, bloody affairs, especially with a small knife. The media we were given is proof. Looks nothing like it should have. Their media, therefore, distracts from this critical point by dwelling on the emotional side of the story, the obvious fakery side. Now let me get back to my salad. Oh, that's so cute. Right, let's look at, you know, this is an older post, but because its headings are still happening, it has now become current again. Please look forward to a good beheading story.
Always.
So I made a post on this very, I made a reply on this very post. After watching the James Foley beheading video, a few glaring issues arose. Why didn't James Foley fight back? Okay, maybe he was sacrificing his life. So he wouldn't purposely fight back, but he would have to, it would should be a natural response to squint your face. You know, when I was just going on the roller coaster, squinched my face in anticipation of that fall. To squint your face in anticipation of getting beheaded. Their face didn't go, you know, it should have just gritted their teeth and they should have hunched over and tried to live through the pain. Nobody's in pain. I mean, this is crazy if people believe this. Crazy. You need to put those glasses on that let you see the aliens. Number two, there is a serious lack of blood. Just number three, James Foley's feet are in perfect condition. They were great. Yeah, and I bet the other guy's feet were great too. So this all applies to the newest beheading, that guy. So James Foley was the first one. Oh, did Ab do a post on the second beheading? I don't think he did. I think if I just Google beheading, Rebels behead. Oh, Stephen Sotloff. Oh, yeah. Foley. There's a video about James Foley where he looks like complete. The one in the video is completely different from real life one. U.S. Oh, good. On CBSNews.com. U.S. video showing Sotloff beheading is authentic. Oh, we've confirmed that, have we? Authentically a video. I'm taking the words right of Jan's mouth. It's a real video. We can be sure it is a real video. Is the beheading authentic? Doesn't have to be. Just the video has to be. Take a look at what CBS says is going on. United States said Wednesday that a video showing the beheading of a second U.S. journalist by Islamic extremists is authentic. Tuesday, militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. Oh, it's not supposed to be of Iraq and Syria. ISIS, according to the Wikipedia, they're wrong. Is the Islamic State of Iraq and ISIS. Why did they change it from Wikipedia? That's very odd. Let me state that again. Wikipedia says ISIS means Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham. I don't know what Sham al-Sham means, but CBS says it is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria or ISIS. So we're ditching definitions, are we, media? Huh. They released the video showing the freelance reporter Stephen Sotloff beheading. 2 weeks after emergence of the video showing the Kohli Sotloff video. A masked militant warns President Obama that as long as the U.S. airstrikes against the militant group continues, our knife will continue to strike X of your people. I think that's about how he'd say it. Sotloff, a 31-year-old Miami area native who freelanced for Time and Foreign Policy magazines, vanished a year ago in Syria and was not seen again until he appeared in the video that showed foliage cutting. So the video was distributed. The U.S. stopped it. Sotloff was threatened in the video with death unless the U.S. stopped airstrikes on ISIS, also known as Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL. So this video was titled The Second Message to America. Second Message to America. Sotloff appears in a similar jumpsuit, the orange one, that the other guy wore. Video threatens. Now the rest is just Sotloff family. Spokesman is Barack Buffy. Oh no, really? Last name's Barfy. That's never a good thing. Barack Barfy. Barack Obama. Barack Barfy. That Obama's nickname when he was a kid. Is that why he changed it? They kept saying Barack Barfy. Spokesman for the Sotloff family said Tuesday they were grieving after having seen video with Mr. Obama on a visit to Estonia. The White House denounced the Wow. Barack Barfy. That's a spokesman name. Let's just look. There can't be too many Barack Barfys out there. Quick little Google. Google it. Really should stop using Google. Every time I use it, I feel guilty. Like, going to Starbucks. Like, selling out to the man. I'm selling out to the man using Google. Your image of Barack Barfy. Oh, Barack Barfy. He is stuff on. Really looks a little dark, but it doesn't look too ethnic. Looks kind of like a white guy with just a little bit darker, like no thick feature. I hear Jan trying to say stuff, but it's not happening. Barack Barfy, the New American Foundation Research Fellow. New American Foundation. So he is designer of societies. Are these NGOs, these people out to no good. They tell they're doing it for society, but they're doing it for themselves. They think some of these NGOs are worse than outright criminals. Hide behind their good deeds to do Barfy. So guy is very, very smart. If you're going to be a fellow, then you had to have been at the top of your class. And that's what these organizations do. They recruit the top students. Take them out, bring them in to the folds of their NGO. And we lost one. Our side lost a good one. Get into those NGOs. Oh, this Barack Barfy guy is being cool. See another picture on the Jewish Observer Nashville.org page. Scholar paints a picture. Where is he from? Barack Barfy from Barcelona. Speaks with Mary Shelton. From Egypt to Syria to Iran, the Middle East landscape is fraught with problems. So the name of this article is Scholar Paints a Bleacher of the Turmoil in the Middle East. Interesting, right? So this scholar who paints the bleak picture is also supposed to be helping out and talking for who is the last guy who got his head cut off. Sotloff. So Stephen Sotloff, so he's a spokesperson. Let's go back. Stephen Sotloff got his head cut off. Good morning. They have a spokesperson now, so they don't have to talk about it. And his name is Barack Barfy. So Barack Barfy is a guy. He goes around talking about how bleak turmoil in the Middle East is. But he doesn't sound like he's a good spokesman for you. You know, he's kind of negative. Doesn't she need someone to help her out and be more positive with her? It would get this guy. So continuing the article from the Jewish Observer. The article posted July 24th, 2012. So it's a couple years old. Okay. It's always good to look at the date. Who's him? Barfy is currently a research fellow at the New American Foundation. Noted that Egyptian Islamists are hurling hostile words against Israel, accusing it of breaching the camp accords by failing to give autonomy to the West Bank and Plaza, for example. Wow, he's all over the place. Doc, Barfi, I wonder, wow, just that connection. That, like, he's part of one of the players, right? So they use players for multiple purposes. So when he's done, you know, out in the party line, he's going to come over here and stand up for this psyop that just happened, make it seem real. He'll go back out there, do a few more lectures on how the Middle East is about to cave in on itself. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, I've been there a couple times. Those people are, there's a lot of poverty, but they're doing fine with very little, and they just keep going. So if there's no government, people would still be doing their thing, getting up every day, going to work, making very little in the way of wages, going back home, eating, sleeping, going to bed, eking their day out little by little. They're just fine. They're going to continue like they have for thousands of years. Just a little thing. We kind of forget that people aren't their government. Not my government. I don't condone what they do. They never ask me. I don't give them permission. There's one thing I could say to Americans who don't know an Arab or think they are hostile people, that are you hostile yourself? You represent your government. Have a choice in anything your government says or does. No choice. Not at all. That's what I'm finding out. Choice. I don't even have a choice what my local government does. I mean, there's some things we say we're a democratic society, so we do voting and financially a YMCA grants. Then there has to be this whole community process. But even that, and involved in that, there's so much backdoor dealing that by the time you can voice your opinion, it's already done. It makes it to city council. Good old boy network had been greased up and running years before. Years. Even locally, I found out why it goes in. At this point, the good thing is that, though, I'm not going to change anything. But I also don't have to worry about participating. It's kind of sad. It's kind of a defeatist attitude. But really, it frees me up to do other things. If I thought, you know what? If I thought I could make a difference, I will. Charities with the actual homeless people who need a sandwich. That's how you participate. We take care of each other. You don't really need the government. They're people. Okay, I'm feeling a kumbaya. Are y'all feeling a kumbaya moment? Let's go back to Abbott, which I have lost. I have so many. I'm going to find out where Barack Barfi comes from. Let's do that first. A wiki on Barack? Oh, weird. They said Barack Barfi and Obama in the same article. Write the word wiki. There are so many things on Barack Barfi. The wiki option isn't even weird. Some, you know, on slow news things, it's like one of the first thing that comes. So I'm going to go straight to Wikipedia, go into it, and then do a search within Wiki for Barack Barfi. Barfi. Oh, it's not coming up. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. So there is no Wiki on Barack Barfi. Like a pretty big character there should be. Is a Yemeni analyst. So here's another article that Wikipedia is linking to. Yemeni. Discounted claims that the marriage between the military, that's the Barack Barfi. Exclusive look at the career of the top lieutenant. John, I can hear little chunks of stuff or pieces, but there's no whole words even. We're back to just consonants and vowels. That's all I'm hearing from you. No syllables even, just a consonant and a vowel. I think I heard a CH. That sounded like a soft A. We're not getting full words. Ooh, sounded like a D, letter D. Oh, there's an A. We're getting, it's a little louder. Still can't hear you though much. All right, let's go back to Barack Barfi while Jan throws some more vowels and consonants at us. Barack Barfi, research fellow, friend of the Sotlofs. Oh, so it's not just he's a friend. Really? These guys are involved in the stuff? Sotlof friends, Barack Barfi challenges Islamic State is post article. Barack Barfi talked to lunch, Federation's affinity. I'm thinking he's probably Jewish since there's not. But wait, Barack Barfi profile Al Jazeera. All it said, not a profile. It says he is a research fellow with the New American foundation. Looks like a sim to me. Completely looks like a, but he speaks places, so he can't out, I think, do places to speak. So people would say, you know, I saw that guy. So, hey, you crazy. Brock Barfi and the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. It's serious organization here. The Washington Institute proving quality of U.S. Middle East policy. Proving the quality of U.S. Middle East policy. Washington. And it has an emblem. An emblem. It's a big W, but it's like blue and white, but the W has stars and stripes on it. Around the circumference, it reads, IAS Action Act, Washington Institute Policy. Like, these guys are really bossy people, and they're telling everyone how they should do things. Proving the quality of U.S. Mideast policy. They change policies. What? Where Barack Barfi works. That's kind of weird. Policy. I couldn't change policy. Could I get a job in Washington? Start my own business, maybe? I don't like the way the U.S. Mideast policy is. I need to improve that quality of the policy. So, start my business. I got a call, though. I mean, to understand the level of connectedness that has to happen for this group to even exist. Hi, Mr. Obama. Could you be nicer to the Palestinians, please? That would be my attempt at improving the quality of the U.S. Middle East policy. That would be my attempt. Actually, it would be something like, hello, President Obama. Could you put on a piece of paper to be nicer to the Palestinians? You're kind of getting beat up. Okay, thanks. Bye. There you go. I guess policy then is it puts on a piece of paper. What would that even look like? Improving the quality of the U.S. Middle East. Do they make deals with people? Do they like show pictures of burnt babies? And they say, hey, look what's happening, Senator. Gotta make sure we do sanctions on Lebanon or whoever the burnt babies are. Is that what they do? They get paid to improve the quality of U.S. Middle East policy. Arafat's very own terror. Arafat, whatever happened to the PLO? I think they're disbanded. Turns out, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but the Palestinians are well aware that Arafat used the money that he was supposed to be the leader with to live quite a luxurious lifestyle. While Palestinians were sitting cold and hungry, this guy's going around and a little weird. And there's a lot of people who supported him because they had Arabs, because they, Palestinians especially, because they had no one else to support. They were just disappointed in him more than hating, disappointed. Myself, I'm very disappointed in you, Mr. Obama. Very disappointed. I don't think I'll vote for the Democrats anymore. No, I don't think so. Still, I've been lied to, Mr. Obama, Barry, Barack. You lied to me. Dude, you lied to me. Lied to me. I know it's defeatist. Be defeatist. But I think I'm done playing their game. Just that big lie. I really thought, just that big lie right there, I think, I don't need to play that game. I can, excellent, thank you. I'm done, Barry. Now it's good. I just gotta figure out what else can be done. I was involved with politics on the local level. That's kind of fun, though. You know, you meet like-minded people. Enjoy that. So now they're all internet people. Hey, internet, you're my people. How you doing? Enjoy meeting people here online, too. It's kind of. All right, let's go back now. Let's bury Barack Barfi. Barry Barfi. Barfi! Brother's calling. Barry Barfi. All right, so he's clearly a top-level PSYOP kind of guy. He's in there. They get paid to do what they do. A lot of money because they can bring in people and pay for their education. They are a 501c3 organizations. All donations are tax-deductible. Support the Institute. Okay, let's do it. Click on Support the Institute. Dan Zakowski from Los Angeles, California, is talking to us about a partnership to have with the Washington Institute. I'm like, do they have a, usually I look for the statement that gives their, let's go to press room. They supply experts to news stations. Washington Institute fellows are a source for journalists around the world, in print, online, and on the air. Who are experts? Request an interview by email. Request an interview by phone, 202-0955. as you're deep in the psyops, deep in the conditioning, kind of creeped out. You know what? They have people that don't look so white. No, we had Brock Arfi. I see Sonar Agapte. Sonar Agapte. Well, that's an interesting name. I think he's Agapte. I've not even... But he's white-looking-ish, kind of dark-ish. So I'm thinking maybe Ikra Foundation. Go ahead and get Ikra Foundation. Is this a Muslim group? Ikra. Tafiq means to give to the poor in Arabic. So Ikra Forum is a unique online community that seeks to stimulate debate across borders and languages, full of generating ideas to produce a brighter future for Democrats. Arab Democrats. So this is where... This site is looking more and more like where you go to get the lesson on how to view. You come here, they tell you how to view the Middle East, and you believe them because they got Middle Eastern looking people. So the governments grab people from here telling us how to view the Middle East. And, they're probably army backed or whoever's operating the PSYOP or whoever running society, who's pointing society in certain directions, all of some sort of background. They talk about Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, North Africa, Palestinians, Persian, Palestinians. Each one is a state. Now we get to a people. Interesting. Persian Gulf states, Syria, and Turkey. And they talk about issues such as military and security, peace process, proliferation, terrorism, and U.S. politics. The issues they cover also Arab and Islamic politics, Arab-Israeli relations, democracy and reform, economics, Gulf and energy. So if you want to know how to think on any of those things, come over to www.washingtoninstitute.org/press-room. You will see how you're supposed to think about the Middle East. Wow, they're showing shows on C-SPAN, on Fox News. Guys go everywhere. So let's back up a minute. So I am looking at Brock Barfi, who works for the Washington Institute, where everyone goes to tell you how to think about the Middle East. Barack Barfi is the family spokesman for Steve Soltloff, who recently had his head removed by ISIS Rock. And I think the guy was a ninja, the way he wore his black. So a ninja, Arab, probably Muslim, Iraqi, cut off Soltloff's head. Spokesman for the Soltloff family is Barack Barfi. I think it all fits together. The PSYOP is complete. You got the background information. You got this guy from the Institute. Clearly, he's vetted for knowledge and wisdom. So he backs up the fake beheading. Wow, so he's in on it too. Wow. Starts to unravel right as you're looking at it. The entire Institute, news media, it's all unraveling right before my eyes. All right, I'm going to go into the chat at fakeologist.com. You know something weird? I'm not able to get on Fakeologist Chrome. I got onto Fakeologist I go there, but then it's like a white screen. Oh, now it's working. So she's working. It goes off and on. There's a lot of times I can't get on fakeologist.com. Okay, I hear ya. Kay, get a life. How come you're trying so many times? Oh, there we go. That's so sometimes, I see some really good things said in the chat. They're worth a read. So let's go up from the bottom. Jan Erik made a post earlier that how are the dissidents surf who dare apply critical thinking? Have you read John Taylor Gatto's book on public federal indoctrination that prepares the herd for a barrage of logical fallacies? Wow, Jan, that's a big one. Did you type all that? You have spell check? Indoctrination? Type that? That's a long word to type. So let's, John Taylor Gatto did a post out 8 maybe. A very smart man. His books are awesome, but they're a deluge of information. Absolute deluge. So much is packed into a paragraph. You have to read it 5 times before you get any sort of cohesion of all the separate words put together. It's tons of words. I'm like, wait a minute. How does 17th century French Revolution stuff have anything to do with cucumbers? I don't get it. He puts it all together for you. It's a heavy read. Full of info. Right now, it is 5:13 p.m. time. It's September 4th, 2014. You're listening to AHAM Radio. I've been on about an hour chatting and going through Absite. See all the good things. A lot of videos. Hey, Ab, I like that. I like the videos. Talk about... Just one sec. Add. Oh, the other thing. Here it is in my notes. I have noticed something with Google, and I wonder if anyone out there has noticed that I used to do a super clean search by time. I remember doing this. I'd done it quite a bit because I had done research. There was a chemical facility coming into our city too close to the schools and stuff. So we researched the heck of it, the heck out of it, and we got it shut down. But in doing so, I did a lot of internet searching using Google and using their time feature. So, for example, let's put in the word ISIS. And maybe I'll also go Islam. Because if I just do ISIS, I'll probably get the goddess. What? Let's do minus goddess. So if I go to search tools, any the time to custom range, and let's a year ago, what was said about ISIS. So if today is September 4th, year ago. So I'm going to go, we'll go to 2 years in the past. 9/1/2012. All right. Back up to see what Jan had made a chat on John Gatto. And he said, this is what Jan says. He was from the right family, educated by Jesuits. So that's why he is cognitive and able to apply logic and reason. Love the guy. Seems he has an ethic, is his basis of being John Gatto. Very kind fellow. So now what we're doing is we're using Google and we're using their time feature. What I'm going to try and show you is that in the past, the time feature was clean. If I said nothing over 2013, no website hit would come up. But now when I try and isolate a time frame, I still get current websites coming up. So I don't know if that's on purpose. I kind of feel like it's trying to stump the researchers. Because everything has a history and a trail, and I feel like the powers that be want to hinder us in this fashion and get rid and obscure the trail so it's harder to find. So September 1, Al-Qaeda announces an Islamic State in Syria. Oh, good, it's the Washington Institute for Improving the Quality of U.S. Middle East Policy. They're the first hit. Look at that. Al-Qaeda, this is an April 9th, 2013 article. Al-Qaeda announces an Islamic State in Syria. Looky there. We're all coming back home again, aren't we? Open declaration of Jabhat al-Nusra's affiliation with Al-Qaeda only reiterates the need for U.S. leadership in helping mainstream rebels contain ISIS. The enemy of my enemy is my enemy, you're trying to say? For our article. Oh, wow. Kind of shocked that the first article, WashingtonInstitute.org, we just talked about it. So this is what they said a year ago. All right, so let's use a search tool and go back yet another year. We'll go to the date, go to custom, go back one more year. What is ISIS? ISIL, Islamic State, Hattiesburg, America, October 10th, 2012. So hood.com, LancasterGazette.com. What is ISIS? Must be an American thing, because I don't think there's people in the Middle East got a look at it. The plenary seminar for Islamic... Oh, that's the wrong ISIS. Okay, let's try the first. HattiesburgAmerican.com. Group now. HattiesburgAmerican.com. Garnet Company. Hold on. What is... Let's see, the jihadist group you've been hearing so much about has many names. One explicit goal. That's a bit... Yes, I just wasn't listening. Listening at all. I guess the news was, maybe it's in, each have a date. Copyright, there's no. What is an Islamic State? Islamic State. So there's a video playing on Hattie. Is, oh my gosh, this video. Oh, hold up. Wow. They are trying to, like, get you to remember this complicated name. I'm putting this in a chat. So what I see is the video starts with, in big bold words, Islamic State. And next, you see IS. And the next line, you see ISIL, because Islamic State starts with IS. And the next word is ISIS. So they're showing you how to remember it subconsciously. Islamic State is Isil, ISIS. Wow, that is a trip. I'm dropping that in the chat so you can all share that with me. Wow, that is crazy. They're trying to get me to remember ISIS. Remember how earlier I said this is a really complicated thing to remember? And I said already I'm giving up because I don't feel smart enough to even read the wiki page on what is ISIS? Video is the tutorial on how to get all that clutter out of your head. Hold up, there might. I'm going to see if you guys can hear this. I'm trying to life hacking here with my speakers. Hold on one second. Just trying to rolling over my wires here in my office. All right, so I'm trying to cue the video up. See if y'all can hear it. One sec. I'm going to turn my mic around. Okay. All right. Hey, Dan was trying to talk. I just got to let you know I'm off, and I've been talking this whole speaker's been off. All right. Let's go without seeing the word. A compelling video for students.
I saw explicit.
What is her name? Jazeera Brown? Oh, actually put IS as a for ISIS. So go ahead, look on Google. Google is and see what you get. Damn it. Google it. I dare you. See what comes up.
Group remains Arabic. It's still back in the war, the Islamic attack in Syria.
Oh, no, it isn't, little Jazeera. You're wrong. Islamics, Iraq, and Aleppo. Your bosses who aren't.
Territory in question called the back all the way to.
So while she's talking, there's
a lot of inroads.
Okay, to take back, they speak back. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, all of those things.
Back and taken control of thousands of Yazidis.
Well, they show all the Yazidis, little thirsty bottles. And all right, so let me. I originally, or what is ISIS 2011? Why did this video fall? Search now on the.
Only is the group Western nations.
So we learned two. And we also learned a little bit more about ISIS, I think. About what's on there. That little thing we just stumbled on, researching Barack Barfi at the Washington Institute, is really quite a... tells us how to think. Got its dirty hands all over this thing. Let's go back to our search results now. Because I want to see... I want to try one thing. If I put ISIS... I'll put Islamic to make sure I don't get the goddess. I'll minus the goddess. And let's put 2011. So I'm bypassing the search tool. Right, nope, still not going to work. My first hit is 1 day ago. News for ISIS Islamic 2011 dash or minus goddess. After beheading of Steve Sutloff, Obama pledges to punish ISIS for such bad acting. For such bad... plastic rubber ball, plastic knives for such bad development of your psychological tools. You should punish ISIS. They did a shitty job. Who did you contract with, Obama? Find better PSYOP hoaxers. ISIS is terrible. All right. Don, put something in the link. 1-evil.org. Copy and paste. Copy link to cord. Sometimes if I use start page, it sends everything without graphics. I think Jan is saying, is ISIS an accidental name? Is it accidental? Jan says, I don't think so. I don't think like that. So 1-evil.org. Let's go to the home first, and then let's go back to this link. Organization for the Unified Understanding, Revelation, and Truth of Evil. A lot of evil things, like prophecy. Importance of prophecy in shaping evil rituals. As acts of evil like cultural genocide, cultural parasitism, mass human sacrifice, political murder, cultural sabotage, supreme bias duplicity, sexual human sacrifice, slave trade, child molestation, sex assault, economic rationalization. But now, Jan, this is my birthday. Really? Really? This is a wonderful little gift you just got here. is supposed to make me happy, Jan. This is all sad crap. It's really horrible. All right, let's go back to just the god Isis then, instead of the whole website. Jan's trying to talk, but all I hear are vowels and consonants. So let's see. Centers for Isis is Giza, Behbait el Hagar in the Nile Delta. So Isis is the goddess of ancient Egypt mythology and is celebrated as the ideal mother and wife, patron, slaves, sinners, artisans, and as well as listening to prayers of the wealthy, maiden, the aristocrat, and the emperor. Also known as the goddess of rebirth. Well, yeah, I'm going to read it. Well, this is happier than the front page, right? So as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, how is that dumb group Isis, Iraq, related to the goddess Isis? The most I can think of is American idea about Iraq, but not a Muslim idea. I don't think they'd call themselves Isis, I'll be honest with you, because Muslims are completely against paganism. They're a one god religion. So they would never name themselves Isis or anything that sounded like a goddess or a god that is not the one god they think. And they would know that Americans are using their acronym. They wouldn't name themselves Isis. So that's why I know this is a complete American name. It has nothing to do with them at all. Even Arabs knew the acronym would make a goddess name, they'd change it. They'd say the Muslims or something. Isis. No, something. Her name literally means Queen of the Thrones. Her original headdress was an empty throne chair belonging to her murdered husband, Cyrus. As a personification of the throne, she was an important source for Pharaoh's power. It was popular throughout Egypt. Most important sanctuaries were at Giza and Behbait el Hagar in the Nile. With her husband and brother Osiris, she conceived Horus. Isis was instrumental in the resurrection of Osiris when he was by Seth. Goddess Isis was the first daughter of Geb, god of the earth, and Nut, goddess and overarching sky, was born on the fourth intercalary. That means it's kind of boring. I don't know. Is that fun? I mean, I'm looking at pictures. You guys don't see any picture of Isis. She's got that big headdress on. It's like circle with horns. The baby. That looks like it just tiny. That's about all the graphics are on there. So let's go down to the bottom. I ribbon on this idea. Let's start with in Greece, traditional centers of worship, Delos, Delphi, Eleusis, were taken over by followers of Isis. And this practice followed suit in northern Greece and in Athens, harbors of Isis found in the Arabian Sea, Black Sea. Inscriptions show followers in England, Spain, Annonia, and Georgia and Asia Minor, Portugal, Ireland, and France and Britain. Well, now that's exciting. Wow. What about the time frame? First mentions of Isis date back to the 5th dynasty of Egypt. And the first literary inscriptions are found, but her cult became prominent late in Egypt. When it began to absorb many other goddesses, it eventually spread outside Egypt. So, fifth dynasty in Egypt, really? Am I going to have to Google when the fifth dynasty was? Dang it, article, come on! That's not what you do to me. Fifth dynasty, that's not nice. There's a wiki, let's go to the wiki. That's about, it dates from 1500 BCE, 1350 BCE. So it lived 150 years. Fifth dynasty lasted 150 years and ended around 2000. I'll go. So since we're 1000, that's 4. I just added in my brain that that's 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years. Isis started. Back, so shrines in Britain. Let's say those countries go. Oh, shrines for Isis are in Greece, Sea, Black Sea, Gaul, and Spain. I think Gaul is France, right? Spain. Yeah, I don't know where that is. So let's Google Pannonia. But maybe it's like Gaul, right? They think there's Gaul is not France, but it's supposed to be East Pannonia. Italy, Roman province. Pannonia was an ancient province in the Roman Empire, bounded north and east by Danube. coterminous westward with Noricum in Upper Italy. Well, that's too much information. So, anyway, we can know it's a province of... All right, so we had two things. So, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Minor, Portugal, Ireland, Britain. That's significant. Many locations, particularly Byblos, her cult took over the worship of goddess Astarte, apparently due to the similarity of names and associations during the Hellenic era due to her attributes, protector and mother, and lusty aspect. Originally Hathor, she was also made the patron goddess of sailing. Like the Arabian goddess Ul-Azza or Al-Uzza, Al-Uzza, I'll say it correctly, it's Al-Uzza, whose name is close to that of Isis, is believed to be a manifestation of her. That's pretty cool, but still, how is Isis, the goddess, related to Isis, the chopping head off company? How is that related? I don't know. All right. So, we've got a guest here. I said there'd be a guest coming soon. So, let's bring up the guest. Hold on one sec. He's coming. Oh, it's Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Things are going great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, eh?
All right, so Tim stopped by for a bit, and now I have my list of things to talk about. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for your good information and trying to log on with not quite a laptop, but like a pad or something wasn't quite working. So another day, dear friend. So again, this is 5:48 p.m. Pacific time. It's September 4th, 2014. Ham Radio on fakeologist.com. A Thursday show. Going to keep trying to do these sort of dinner shows. It's timing. I get home from work just in time. Oh, and I don't have to stay too late. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. And besides fakeologist.com, one resource I love is Forum. That info is at it, Clues Forum. And also, there's Call with Chris from Oklahoma. He's got great information. Website is updated, so it's a great place to go and look at what's going on. So, there and good night.